The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Males of most even-toed ungulates have horns or antlers, which biologists agree evolved as weaponry to compete for mates. The origin of headgear in females, however, has remained enigmatic. There are about 117 species of bovids, a family that includes antelope, cattle, goats, and sheep. And scientists have wondered how some female horns evolved. Did they evolve in large bovids, unable to easily hide or flee from predators? In group-living bovids with intense competition for food? Or in animals whose females compete for territory? The answer? None of the above. Or at least, not completely. Only when scientists considered how conspicuous a species is in its natural habitat did they find a strong correlation. Large species living in open habitats are visible to faraway predators. In almost every one, females have horns, presumably for defense. But in small species, or species living in brush or forests, females go bareheaded. However, in African duikers and some other species where females fight each other for land, they too have horns.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.